You're listening to TV Madness with Keisha Madden-Tovey. I'm your host. Thanks for listening. On today's show, we're going to talk to fellow TV critic and TV podcaster Jason Griffin with TV Times 3. We're going to be talking about upfronts and shows that got canceled, all the stuff that, you know, makes May May. And if you may have noticed, that was sort of the intro to She Works Hard for the Money, my little sort of quasi-nod to Donna Summer, who passed away earlier this month. God rest her soul. She was awesome. And I swear She Works Hard for the Money is my theme song or something like that. But let's talk about TV and upfronts. Jason Griffin, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So were there any surprises with the upfronts that last week, any of the announcements specifically with the cancellations for you?
I don't know that there was any surprises in the cancellations. A lot of stuff got kept, but, you know, a lot of bubble shows ended up being kept.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost more surprising, I guess.
Anything in particular that, like, sort of stood out for you that you're like, really, that's coming back?
Body of Proof, I was kind of surprised that ABC kept that.
Yeah.
Considering that they have what looks to be a pretty strong development slate of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was a little surprising.
It's coming back in the midseason, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's coming back at all, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. I'm not necessarily surprised that The Secret Circle got canceled, but I'm kind of surprised that over the course of the season that it dropped off so much and they weren't able to hold the interest of or be able to cross over some of the Vampire Diaries fans to that show. It's that after the Vampire Diaries, they haven't seemed to be able to really keep anything people's. Whatever people actually tune into the CW.
I was going to say. But here's,
the few that actually do tune in, they tend to tune in for that and then leave.
Here's my thing with the CW. Really? Can you afford to cancel anything? I mean, you got six shows at best. So shouldn't you just try everything and just keep Secret Circle? I don't really understand that cancellation. Well, I'm glad
I don't understand why they don't keep a few more things or maybe expand out so that they... Although this year starting, they're going to start their season in the fall. They're going to start later instead of earlier.
Right.
So they can try and keep from having those big gaps in the middle of the season, which seemed like a good place to put another show. Like, you know, just put a 13-episode show in the middle.
I think there's so many, they could just play around with stuff so much more than the other networks because I feel like they have less to lose. So it's like, why not throw out another show or maybe save a show or say, you know, we canceled that, but we're going to bring it back, sort of like how Fox did with Breaking In, even though they canceled it again. We'll talk about that later. But you know what I mean? If you're CW and you have nothing to lose, just try everything. Just keep throwing stuff at the wall, right? I mean, why cancel Secret Circle? I don't know. I like that. I like the actress. So I guess I just want her to get a shot.
A couple people on that show with the I'm blanking on his name, the guy from Terminator, you know, he was in Terminator.
Right. Yeah, I like him too.
Neither
one of them catch a break.
They're not really working out too well there with and then Christopher Palaha over on Ringer and stuff like that. That guy can't seem to get a show that lasts longer in the season either.
But he was on the show with the girl from Secret Circle, and neither one of them. What was that show called? The one with the parents, and then they were teenagers, and then they gave her up for
Life Unexpected.
Yes, Life Unexpected. That, and I like that show. And it's like, really, CW? I don't know.
That's one they really should have kept the season before. I think that could have actually grown into something.
Right. I mean, I guess I'm going by the model that, you know, sort of was set by the WB and UPN. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have anything, so we're going to just use everything we have. I mean, if they'd been, you know, sort of as, you know, I guess strict or as conservative as the CW seems to be as of late, you know, maybe we wouldn't have seen as many seasons of Gilmore Girls as we did or, you know, or Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Every season wasn't a, you know, grand slam. And so it just takes some time to build an audience. Why not?
Well, I still come across people from time to time that you mention a show and they're like, what is that on? And you say the CW and they're like, where's that?
Yeah, no, I know. You're like, that's still a network? You're like, yeah. Haven't you heard 90210 and Gossip Girl? Yeah. But you know what? I will say that the Carey Diaries is intriguing to me. I think of all of the titles that I heard for the coming fall and mid-season, that one really sort of piqued my interest in terms of, if nothing else, it's kind of cool that the CW is going to take that risk and, you know, try to tap into an audience that's already there, a huge fan base for Sex and the City. Not that any of those people, like you said, even know the CW exists, but it's still kind of neat, right? I mean, of a girl thing.
Well, I don't know. Well, they keep trying all these different things, with, like Gossip Girl and Vampire Diaries, and all these shows are based on, the Secret Circle was. They keep trying a lot of different things that are based on another property, mm-hmm. Or a book or series or something. But there's no, just the regularly developed dramas that don't have that backing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They seem to get canceled about the same either way. That one's possible. Though I'm actually sort of intrigued a little bit by Arrow, just because it looks like a little bit darker take than even what they did with the Green Arrow character in Smallville.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not their demographic, apparently, though. They're worried about the 20% drop they had of female viewers that were, I guess, normally tuning in and then just gave up. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's cool they're bringing Arrow. They're starting Arrow and bringing Supernatural back, but it's sort of like, that's all the testosterone you're going to get.
They're in a weird spot where apparently they're trying to expand from just going after the 18 to 34 year old female audience or whatever.
Really?
They're trying to keep that, but also expand out to a little bit more broader mm-hmm. Audience base to go after. I don't know what have they done? 2 or 3 seasons of trying to go after that audience, and apparently they still don't know that it's there. Yet yeah. ABC Family can seem to find huge numbers of people to a cable channel that is in much less homes than the CW actually is. So,
well, the thing with ABC Family is the term family. You're like, really? With Pretty Little Liars? What family is watching that? No, that's not really for family. In fact, it's funny you pointed that out because I think the average viewer for Pretty Little Liars is, 26, 27 years old?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess it depends. Yeah, maybe they should follow the example of ABC Family.
Yeah, but they seem to be, I would say that the majority of ABC Family shows hit that demographic that the CW has always said that they're going after, and they seem to do it better. And you're just like, really? although, if you can get 5 million people to watch The Secret Life of an American Teenager, you're doing something right.
Yeah, yeah. Again, though, it seems like they're just able to take, I don't know, they take more risks. And I think that initially that's where the CW was. They had, they have had sort of a changing of the guard and they have a whole new person in place in power. And, I'm sure he has his own ideas that are different than the previous, administration, if you will. But, I think he's going to have to distinguish himself somehow. And I'm hoping for him and for viewers that the Carey Diaries will do it. I don't know. I'm kind of excited about that show, even though it's probably not for me. Or maybe it is.
Not excited for Beauty and the Beast, are you?
Not really. I like the original. You know what I mean? I don't know about that. I don't watch a lot of CW shows, too. Like I said, I watched Nikita. I was glad that's coming back, even though I felt like this last season was a bit of a stretch. I really like Maggie Q. So anything that she's, if they're going to bring her back, I'm excited regardless. But, other than that.
Yeah, I was glad that got brought back.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It was looking kind of, dark there for a while. Like it wasn't going to come back. So but it's good. I'm glad it's coming back. Were you surprised that Alcatraz? I guess no one was really surprised that Alcatraz got canceled. But it was funny when I put it on Facebook that I don't understand why, on one hand, viewers say they want sci-fi shows, and then shows like Alcatraz and Awake are on TV and they never make it past one season. So are people pulling our legs? Do they not really want to see sci-fi shows, or is it these particular sci-fi shows that aren't working? Or what's happening? What's your theory?
Well, I don't know. In it seems odd. You know, people say that, you know, they want them, or that they won't watch them because they're going to get canceled too quick, which is just a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you don't watch it, it is going to get canceled too quick. But Alcatraz really stumbled in the middle of their season, and where it was just, it was, I don't mind the procedural aspect of shows, you know, like some people are just say they're completely bored by it, or anything that has any hint of a procedural basis to it, they, you know, they won't even tune in for or whatever. but Alcatraz really went where the middle of the season was just episodes of them doing that. It was just tracking down the next person that they had found that had come back, but they never really attached it to the overall story. And so there was like the story, like, oh, this looks interesting, and then kind of nothing really happened, and then it ended in such a way that you were like, oh, well, I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
But by then, you know, like nobody tuned in for the final two episodes.
No.
I mean, it was like a huge drop off from. So it's not surprising that it got canceled, but it actually turned into something by the final episode that you were like, well, if you have been doing that all along, you know, or moving us more towards that. But then on the other side, you have Awake, which I think was fantastic from start to finish. I think it had like one sort of off episode that didn't really quite work out of the 13. And, you know, that's pretty good.
And I love Jason Isaacs.
But yet nobody even tuned in to the first episode of that. You know, so that's one of those things to me. It's like a bunch of people, you know, and it got good, you know, good buzz.
Yeah.
Like there were, I don't recall seeing any, you know, bad reviews
of
the show. And so,
people were like, well, critics liked it. That's the thing. It just shows you that what we like versus what viewers like is like sometimes worlds apart. But no one, like you said, even viewers weren't trashing it. It just, just weren't watching it.
Yeah. And like, you know, the normal thing is like a show debuts and then, you know, it loses a little bit of audience and it sort of stabilizes and sort of finds its place. And maybe over the course, it might pick up a little bit again if it's going to stick around. But this one never, you know, even with all the positiveness out there for, you know, such a long period of time, like, this is a really great show that's coming. This is a really great show that's coming.
So sad.
You know, something like Smash did a pretty solid number, you know, for its debut. I mean, dropped off after that, but Awake didn't grab anybody at all and then dropped off from there.
I don't
that,
think it's...
You know, you have to be happy that NBC even played the rest of the episode. Some of them did so poorly.
I know, but it was like sort of one of those things where you're just like, did people not understand the concept? Because even when I would try to explain it to people, they were like, what? Like, well, okay, he had a car accident, and in one reality, his wife died, and in one reality, his son died. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, nothing. Like, I don't know if people just didn't, they weren't catching on, or they just didn't care. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just thought the whole thing was fantastic. Just, you know, I looked forward to the next episode. You know, I wanted to, and just watching them work within, there was a procedural nature, you know, and sometimes there was two sort of cases, but it was watching how they wrote
that they would tie it together. It wasn't like
parallels,
it was,
and how one thing would help him in the other side. And the other thing that I liked is there was always, there almost was always something like they solved this case and solved that case, but something about those things made him realize something else.
Yeah.
About either what was going, what had happened to him, you know, with the car accident or something that happened with his son or, you know, something else in his life or something like that, that it moved past just being, you know, it, the, there was a case of the week type of thing, but they also did, I thought, a brilliant job of doing something completely new and interesting with that. Like, but you know, people
Did you watch the finale?
Yeah, I watched the finale. So I think it'll be one of those shows that maybe, like, if it ends up on a Netflix or if they actually release a DVD, it'll become one of those shows that will be like, oh, man, that was really good.
Yeah, maybe sci-fi will pick it up. Or I mean, that's a pie in the sky. Everybody always says that once a sci-fi show gets canceled. And sci-fi never picks up anything. But I always wondered why, you know, in that instance, maybe if NBC had of like said, okay, well, we'll re-air. We won't decide yet. So sort of do what CBS is doing right now with Rules of Engagement, where they're saying, we're not going to say if it's canceled or not. We don't know. So maybe they'd done something like that, NBC, which, you know, again, you're fourth place. You have lots of room to sort of just try stuff, right? And say, okay, we're going to air it again in the summer for people who didn't see it. And then if people pick up on it, then maybe we can bring it back. You know what I mean? Like maybe just, I just feel like sometimes these networks are just so quick to cancel stuff that maybe if they maybe try a different tack, that then maybe people could pick up on it later. You know, because that's what happens with shows sometimes. It gets traction in the summer or it gets traction in unexpected ways or online or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think they need to start working other things into their model of how they do things. Because, I mean, I understand some of it based on they have – people have contracts. They have them signed for a certain period of time, and if they don't renew a show by a certain time, then those people are free to go, you know, do other things. And
right,
so,
right.
You know, it's hard to work within that. You can't really
That's true.
Hope to keep everybody so that you can just continue to try and do something. I have to say, though, that, you know, NBC gave it a really good shot.
Yeah.
I mean, and they didn't pull it when the ratings got really low. They played out all the episodes, which I think some of the networks are getting better at.
Yeah.
Like, unless a show tanks
horribly. Yeah.
Like, horribly and early, like within, like, the first couple episodes or something. They tend to play out at least the, you know, the 13 or whatever that they filmed or
right
or continued or maybe even, I mean, people talk about things getting canceled or Fox canceling stuff all the time. And mm-hmm. while that used to be true, name a show, you know, like in that genre, you know, or sci-fi type of thing that they haven't at least brought back for a second season.
Right.
You know, recently. You know, like Alcatraz was like the first sort of show in that vein that they didn't
Alcatraz
really...
and Terra Nova, both of those were like axed. Like,
well, Terra Nova, I always sort of forget about Terra Nova, but I understand that one. I mean, it's super expensive to make that show as compared to anything else that they were making. And
as compared to like Raising Hope. Or...
yeah, well, or even compared to like Alcatraz, yeah. You know, just the budget on that to create all the dinosaurs and that whole... you know, world that they were in. The expense, I can see, even though it got a decent rating mm-hmm. in these days, that's not exactly, you know, enough.
That's
really
not
to
enough,
cover
right, when it cost that much.
What that was. And so I always end up forgetting about that show. But, yeah, they did. This is the first season where they sort of canceled a couple things.
Right away. Or not but, right away, but, yeah.
I mean, they let them play out, but really, you know, you can't really fault them for canceling Alcatraz. By the end, nobody was watching it.
Well, the funniest thing is I put it on Facebook, and I'm like, you know, if people aren't watching sci-fi, but they want sci-fi shows, what are networks supposed to do? And a couple of my friends were like, yeah, but Jorge Garcia was horrible, and the acting was horrible. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, if Hurley doesn't believe he's a doctor, then I don't believe he's a doctor. And I'm just like, what do they want? I mean, I don't know. I don't look for Jorge Garcia to be like bringing Oscar-worthy performances. My yeah. expectations might be lower, so
yeah.
I don't know.
He was running a comic book store. So you know, and he was a he was an expert on Alcatraz. I mean, what more did you want from that?
I don't know. People, what do they want? I don't know. I think he's always going to be Hurley for a lot of people, and that's the problem. It's a blessing and a curse for him. But we're running out of time.
Like he wasn't playing much different than that. I mean, he was still there for the, you know, to give the comic line.
Well,
but
he was supposed to be like a professor. I think that's what really was making some people mad for whatever reason. They're like, he's not. I don't buy him. Is that? I'm like, okay. I don't. What do you want him to do? He can't be Hurley forever. He's not going to be Hurley again. But
yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. What shows are you? Any other shows you're excited about that they announced last week for new shows? For any of the other networks? You mentioned Arrow,
the new shows. I think ABC has I mean, granted, those are the only ones I've had a chance to see so far, mm-hmm. but I think ABC actually has a really good slate of new shows with 666 Park Avenue.
That
and
one
Flat
is
Resort.
Definitely, yeah, 666 Park Avenue. I'm curious. I'm actually excited about seeing it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited about seeing it. Yeah.
And Nashville, which I think is
really?
Just
Nashville.
I really liked it. I mean,
it looks so cheesy.
It was a really good drama.
I love Connie Britton, so.
And the cast is fantastic.
Connie
I mean, it's
Britton,
phenomenal cast.
Hayden Panettiere.
Connie Britton, Powers Booth, Eric Close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big country music fan, but the story that they were telling within this, you know, sort of the aging,
country
you know,
star yeah.
against the, you know, the up and comer and a bunch of other things that they had in there. I was really interested. You know, Last Resort was really good. I'm really intrigued by Revolution.
On NBC?
That looks really the whole idea of something happens and electricity goes out worldwide. And
which was flash forward, right? But this is supposed to be different.
But as there still seems to be some, you know, somebody that knows what happened and could possibly, you know, fix it.
I don't know. Sounds like it's another sci-fi show looked, that's not going to live past the season.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it looked interesting, but if it turns into be something like The Event or where it just has a really good pilot.
Right.
And then...
arguably Flash Forward, which I liked, but again, it was one of those shows where it was just like, okay, I don't have anywhere to go now.
A really good premise works for, you know, set up in the first episode works, and then they sort of lose steam in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be possible with Revolution, but I'm intrigued by them.
Yeah.
And the other one is Elementary.
Yeah.
You know, Sherlock Holmes.
I love Johnny Lee Miller, and I love Lucy Liu. So
yeah, Lucy Liu was great on Southland.
Yeah.
This past season, and I don't know whether it. You can't really tell by some of the clips that they had. You know, that's not really enough to see really what the characters are going to be all about and how they're going to ultimately interact with each other.
Right. But they seem to have, based on the clips, they seem to have good chemistry, which is always good. It's always intriguing.
I'm interested in it just because I like those types of show. I don't care really what you do with the sort of Sherlock Holmes. You update it. You keep it in the past. You move him to New York, you leave him in London. I don't care about any of that. I'm intrigued by just that, the type of character that Sherlock Holmes is.
Yeah.
I always like, those types of characters, and I'm interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah. And I like Lucy Liu as Dr. Watson. I think that's clever. I think that's, I don't know if it'll work, but I like it.
But the people that are like, Sherlock is so good. And you're like, yeah, it is good. But that doesn't mean that somebody else can't do another one. It's not like Sherlock is the first version of Sherlock Holmes ever to be done. You know, if you're going by, you shouldn't, you know, reboot something or update something or do something else, then there wouldn't be a movie franchise, you know, with Sherlock Holmes.
There wouldn't be two Snow White movies and a Snow White show. People are all about Snow White right now and Sherlock.
Yeah, I'm only interested in whether each individual thing is good on its own.
Right.
I don't.
Without
I don't
comparing one to the other.
Diminish.
Exactly.
To me, it doesn't diminish Sherlock being a great show. Like, Sherlock will still be great. I'll still be looking forward to season 3 whenever they get around to doing that. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to just not tune into Elementary because.
Yeah,
they're just ripping off Sherlock, and you're like,
it's completely different too because Elementary is going to have way more episodes. Sherlock is sort of this masterpiece theater sort of thing where they just do, you know, maybe 3 or 4 episodes, and that's it. Whereas Elementary will have, like, you know, presumably, 15 to 22 episode run or whatever. So,
yeah, I'm just interested in any show based on itself, whether the story's good, you know, the acting's good, whether everything meshes together to create something that, I think is good. That's what I'm interested in from TV. And if there's 5 versions of the same thing, but they all turn out to be good, I'm perfectly fine with that.
I don't know about 5, but yeah, I understand.
I would rather have you know, different things, but I'm not going to not tune into something that's good just because there might be something else that's also good.
Right.
That's the same.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, then really you shouldn't tune into half of what's on TV because...
Right. Half of what's on TV is a knockoff of something else that was on TV.
There are no real new or original ideas. It's really doing some, you know, a new mixture.
And the really original ideas don't last. I mean, Awake was a really original idea, and people were like, too confusing. But hey, what are you going to do? Thanks for doing the show, Jason. I really appreciate you making the time. I know you're a busy man, and it's holiday weekend. So it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Lots of TV to watch.
Well, we'll be talking to you again in the fall, hopefully, and we can dissect these shows again, I guess, and see how they pan out. So thank you again for doing the show.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Take care. That was Jason Griffin, ladies and gentlemen. He is fantastic. He is from TV Times 3. Check him out. You can check him out online at tvtimes3.com. Spell it out or put a number. He said no matter what, you'll get to his site. So that's awesome. I have to thank Marcia, who is an amazing woman, who is my engineer today, and she is moving mountains. You guys don't even know how amazing. She works hard for the money, people. She works hard. We have to thank our sponsor, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, and our production assistant and graphic artist, Adam Janis. Thank you so much, Adam. And thank you for listening. Take care.